The triune God, in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Let us quieten for this morning prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Beloved Father, we pray this morning a blessing for our services. We pray for your Spirit to be with us. We ask for these in the name of thy Son, the Lord Jesus. Amen. Beloved sisters and brothers, listeners to the word, here in the service tent, there in the area outside, and in your campers, and also you who are listening through media channels, I thought to read to be studied from Psalm 32. The first five verses, and then the 8th and the 11th.
Ja nuo pyhät ennen kirjoitetut sanat kuuluvat
Jeesuksen nimeen. Those holy words written before in Jesus' name. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no guile. When I kept silence, my bones waxed old through my roaring all day long, for day and night thy hand was heavy upon me. My moisture is turned into the drought of summer. I acknowledged my sin unto thee, and mine iniquity have I not hid. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, ye righteous, and shout for joy, all ye that are upright in heart. Amen. This psalm has the heading, the blessedness of forgiveness, the feeling of sin. At these services, forgiveness has been spoken of much at these services. Also, there has been mentioned the confession of sins. In all the sermons that have been here, the most precious treasure in the kingdom of God has been offered, the gospel of the forgiveness of sins.
saamme rukoilla nytkin, että
and we can pray now that this morning that precious pearl is here to be heard.
Tämä teksti
this text
vanhenevasta miehestä,
of a man who is getting old,
hänen sydämensä tunnoista,
of the feelings in his heart,
mies,
the man in this text, he is looking at his life that he has lived, at the different phases of his life, that what has been included in his life, and especially he rejoices
Jumalan suuresta armosta,
of the great grace of God that he has felt in his life.
Mutta kyllähän varmasti katselee myös niitä,
but he surely looks at those days of sorrow,
niitä hetkiä, kun
those moments
elämässä oli vaikeaa,
when it was, he had difficult times in his life and sin attached.
Joutui vikoihin ja virheisiin.
He fell into sin, into faults.
Mutta Jumalan suuresta armosta
but
hän pääsi niistä vapaa.
Through the great mercy of God, he received freedom.
Näissäkin aamuseuroissa,
at these morning services,
vanhempia sisaria ja veljiä,
you older brothers and sisters are here present.
Voi olla, että kun ihminen vanhenee,
it may be so that when a person gets older, one looks backwards
omaa elämäänsä,
at your own life, thinking about how it has gone, thinking of the different phases there has been, how you have known how to act with your most beloved close ones. The elder may also guess that have I been a good parent?
Olla sellainen isä,
have I known to be such a father
äiti,
or mother
vanhempi,
or grandparent to those beloved
tai puoliso,
or spouse
kaikkein rakkaimmalle henkilölle, niin kuin olisin halunnut,
to the most precious person
opettaa,
just as you would have wanted to be and as the word of God teaches.
Aivan erityisesti katsomaan eteenpäin.
We are told to look forward,
katsomaan tulevaa, niin kuin näissä
to look at that
monta kertaa puhuttu, että katsokaa päämäärää,
what is to come. Look to the future and keep your eyes on the goal. But when man is a man, human, the earth weighs upon us, and many times it comes to mind those days that have already passed. I ask this morning from you, dear listener, to the word of God, have you needed much forgiveness?
Jos yhtään olet kaltaiseni,
if you are at all like I can answer in your behalf. Yes, I have.
Jumalan suuresta armosta, me olemme
by God's great mercy, we have been able to daily and moment by moment, we have been able to correct and put away those errors and faults, believe them forgiven.
Raamatu henkilö, joka
as this
tässä psalmissa,
man in this psalm, who is rejoicing of his salvation.
Syntein anteeksi saaminen,
the forgiveness of sins gives joy to joy.
Ylisti Jumalaa, ja sai
he praised God and received strength unto his journey. Even you can say that this is so in your life.
Me voimme niin sanoa, että
we can say that joy
selvästi kumpuaa tässä psalmikohdassa. Se on siis seurausta siitä.
That joy, which clearly wells up on this passage of the psalm, is the result of being forgiven for one's faults and shortcomings and sins, and can completely renewed start over. We have learned, as the Bible teaches us, to one who is distressed by his sins, the gospel of the kingdom of God has always belonged to him, that grace word. At these morning services, beloved sister and brother, even as how you feel yourself to be, you now have that promise to believe all sins forgiven in the name of the Lord Jesus and his atoning blood. We can begin this new day in the grace of God.
Tässä tekstissä tulee vahvasti esille.
It comes out in this text that joy, that happiness of salvation, but also that portion of man, remorse.
Opetuksessaan hän puhui niin, että
he spoke so to repent and believe in the gospel. John the Baptist proclaimed in the wilderness to repent and believe upon the gospel.
Se oli niin samankaltainen saarna.
It is such as the same sermon that John had and that Jesus had after him, that the unbelieving king Herod thought that John the Baptist has risen from the dead. The sermon was the same. We remember from the Bible that cruel ruler was had beheaded John. And from the Bible we can read and understand that he had to do it from the pressure of the crowd. Is it in the Gospel of Mark when it is said Herod listened to John and was interested? Herod was in such a hard position when he had promised half of his kingdom for his daughter. He was captivated by her dancing,
joka oli asettunut asumaan Herodeksen kanssa.
Another man's wife who had begun to live with Herod.
Johanneksen henkeä vaadittiin.
That the life of John was demanded. The Bible tells us, the Bible does not mention that Herod able to atone for that sin. Even though he did not physically do it.
Johannes saarnasi parannusta mielenmuutosta.
Ei se pysy kiinni, ovi.
Niin kuin olemme oppineet, parannus mielenmuutos.
John preached repentance
ja myöskin evankeliumin armon vastaanottamista. Sellaista saarnaa.
And as we have learned, repentance and a change of heart, remorse for one's sins, also receiving the grace of gospel. That's the kind of message Jesus preached. Jesus even gave us the same duty today to God's children, gave those words into our mouths. He sent his disciples to preach
parannusta ja syntien anteeksi antamusta.
Repentance and the forgiveness of sins.
Vielä 2000 vuotta.
And think, just think 2000 years later, that's those same words, that same message still echoes here.
Jumalan sana.
The unchanging word of God.
Seuroissa ja opetuksessa halutaan pitäytyä. Niin se edelleen on voimassa.
That which we seek to uphold at Christian services in our teachings. At these services and in many services, we have spoken that we wish to keep in the same teaching. We wish to teach what was written long ago. It's an anchor for us. We do not speak our own, but that what the Holy Spirit of God opens and makes, brings to life from the written word of God. A few thoughts about this person. You know, beloved brothers and sisters, we spoke of this person, of his youth. This text speaks of David, of his when he was an adult, when he was close to old age. We remember how the young boy was chosen out of his brothers to become the future king. The prophet oiled him to be king. He was chosen by God. Even though a man oiled him, he was chosen by God. In those phases that David then in his life felt, he did many great acts in the midst of his followers. He became popular, and the Spirit of the Lord was upon him. But as time went on, maybe his position began to alienate him from the true king from whom he had received his authority. There is such a danger surrounding us that when we receive some sort of position, there is a great danger that power may blind us. We make ourselves to be more than what we are.
Meitä ihmisiä joku taho nostaa johonkin asemaan.
And it may be that some people lift another into a higher position.
Se vaara siinä voi piillä, että
but the danger may be there.
Herran sanan opetukset,
that the teachings of the Word of God may begin to dim.
Nousee esille ihmisen oma kaikki voipaisuus. Se, että minä pystyn.
And what comes to the fore is the man's own sense of omnipotence.
Kansan ja myös itsensä parhaaksi.
We may use the gifts of God to the good of man and for the good of others. In one research, it was found that the meaning of work, that the work that you do was said to be the most important when one does work, good work for others, not for oneself, but for others, to our close ones.
Kyllä Jumalan sanakin meitä opettaa siihen, että
the Word of God teaches us
kun kehotetaan rakastamaan Jumalaa yli kaiken.
When we are told to love God above all and to love our close one as one loves oneself.
Arvo nousee. Tehdään, me voimme siis hyvin, kun meidän lähimmäisemme voivat hyvin.
And the value is elevated. We have noticed in our homes that if our own family is well,
enimmäkseen silloin hyvin voimme.
Then we ourselves also feel well. We care for one another.
David lankesi
David fell into such dirty sins.
Oliko jäänyt ne Jumalan sana opetukset jo taustalle?
That the teachings of God were put aside. He didn't have strength to battle when he should have. He remained home on a little holiday, and sin overcame him.
Näihin lankeamuksiin menemättä, niin voi vain todeta sen, että
I won't say more about David's transgressions. We can only conclude that when one falls into sin and does not have strength to put that sin away, that sin gives birth to other sin, and it becomes such a circle that burdens begin to gather in our conscience. And if one does not have strength to believe them forgiveness, to bring them out, it may be that the burden grows so much that one day one will be removed from God and the Lord's own people. May the Heavenly Father protect us, that we would always have strength to put our sins and transgressions away, that we could live with innocence in our heart and a free conscience. And the believing man like everyone else has that right. You can believe your sins forgiven. Last evening we heard about our escorts, Jonathan, who was an escort of David. They were escorts to one another. That is a great gift from God if we have some friend to whom we can open our conscience.
Monta kertaa on se rakas aviopuolis.
Spouses, for married couples, the spouse is the most beloved person. But if you, listener to the word, if you do not have a spouse, God may show you some close one. And we wish to say, there are many of you young here, young adults at these services. Believe that many of you have prayed for a spouse to yourself. God has not yet shown you. He knows this in advance, but I wish to encourage you and to comfort you that we have a very rich Heavenly Father. He can bless us in many different ways. He can guide a companion for you, a companion, a partner to turn in your prayers unto the Heavenly Father, and keep your faith and a good conscience. We have a rich Heavenly Father. And speaking of that companion, David was also approached by another prophet. God had prepared the one who had fallen that he wished to own with his faith, to accept that gift when freedom of from sin was preached unto him. And from that I believe that when the king could believe his sins forgiven, the joy of a child of God was again born in his heart. The psalm speaks of this joy. At some summer services, we know there are many long lines to get food, and people may have to wait for a while to receive food. In that line, there are many good conversations. I remember once when I stood in line with my wife, and there were two older sisters in front of us. We did not know them. But when we were there for a while, we began to speak of something. And as you know, when believers meet one another, the conversation turns to believing matters of faith. And the sisters said there in one moment,
kun he olivat jo pitkään tämän valtakunnan osallisuudessa matkaa tehneet,
when they had journeyed in this kingdom as a child of the day, but still many years, they said in this way, they would have one wish for you, speaker brothers. What is it? They said, speak of the joy of believing. Speak of the joy of believing and of the destination in your sermons. It stayed in my mind that it would always enlighten that reason why we are believing, that goal, that destination that we are traveling towards. Even though many times the life of a believer is a battle, battling against sin, but still, faith brings much joy. Many times, when one sits in the bench listening to a brother speaking of the Word of God, my heart rejoices that I can also be a child of God, a merciful child of God. And when I meet fellow travelers and we can greet them and speak with them, one can feel that I am kept as a child of God, and it is a great gift from God. Our hearts rejoice that we can experience this united joy of this united journey, that hope of heaven, to which so many have already been able to enter into the rest of the righteousness. There can be a listener of the Word of God here at these services who has lost a close one, even during this year or during this summer. And that the pain of separation has come, but you have that joy of seeing them once again. And believers have these escorts. We have this safety net. It is so good when something happens in Zion, even though it is in some family or some person. It is in some way even a matter together, a mutual matter. We remember one another. God has given us such a kingdom where we can dwell and where we wish to dwell. In the psalm, when it was spoken of this joy, this bliss and happiness when we have sins forgiven, towards the end comes as if they are words from God. I will instruct thee. We are not without help. In the midst of the kingdom of God, here in this congregation, is the Lord Jesus Christ himself leading us, teaching us, and showing us the right way. It comes to mind from the Bible, that one portion. I don't recall where it is, but in the Bible anyway, as it says, that when man travels along the road, he hears a voice behind him. When he is falling to the left or to the right on that road to heaven, he hears a voice behind him saying, "This is the way, travel there." I've often wondered what that means. It is the voice of the Lord Jesus, who is the light and the life. He is saying to us, "This is the way, do not go right and do not go left." The Lord Jesus wishes to be leading us and teaching us on this road to heaven. This Psalm of David ends, "Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, ye righteous, and shout for joy, all ye that are upright in heart." This joy and this happiness, the child of God is called already in one time. That call will end when we are going towards that heavenly joy. Although we are lacking, we are on the right road. Many times faith seems to be weak, as in a sermon yesterday, when one's own faith seems to be weak, it still will bring us to the end. One more thing comes to mind. A young believer, a student, was in one event, and there was at least another believer there, but then there were other students who did not understand the same faith. The old sister who was there, she confessed the young student's faith, saying to the others, "Listen, this young student brother, we are believing in the same way." Well, this young man, as we understand, stared at his coffee cup and lightly stammered, "Yes, well, faith is so weak that one shouldn't shout it out." And the older sister said, "Listen, young brother, don't say my faith is weak. It is the faith of the Son of God.
Se on Jumalan pojan uskoa.
And by that faith, we will inherit the eternal kingdom of heaven. We understand we ourselves are weak, but our faith is strong. It is faith from the Son of God. My dear brothers and sisters, this morning services, you have permission to believe in that weak faith. Right here, you can believe all your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and atoning blood. In Jesus' name and atoning blood. Sins are forgiven. Beloved, remain comforted and blessed. You are the blessed children of God. In Jesus' name and atoning blood, sins are forgiven. We have such a great God that he forgives our sins. He strengthens us on this road to heaven in one day. Will carry us home to heaven's glory. A believer's departure from this life is beautiful. When that moment comes, accompanied by angels, I wish to ask, dear brothers and sisters, for my own heart, coming to this service duty, as in all other times, I feel sinful. Can I believe my own sins forgiven? In Jesus' name and precious blood, I wish to believe together with you. Thus we can remain, believing and journeying forward, remembering one another in prayer to the Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name, amen.